love again. All things go, all things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know, all things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind.
You came to take us. All things go.
Crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find it. All things go, all things go.
thank you for listening in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO 91.5. Joining you here, I'm DJ Crunchberry with my guest host.
I'm DJ J. Alfred here, ready to disturb the universe.
Ready to disturb the universe, absolutely. We're here with Entry Level Hipster Garbage, Episode 5. What was it? The Empire Condescends Back.
The Empire Condescends Back, I think, was the name that we agreed on.
Yeah, no. Not inaccurate.
Quick shout out to everybody who tuned into our Thanksgiving Super Show, our 3-hour extravaganza last week. Was that really last week?
Yeah, it kind of felt like a million years ago. Yeah.
So quick shout out to anybody who tuned in then. That was a really fun time. So thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll be able to do something like that in the future.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. A lot of great callers requesting music and playing some games and stuff. I think... Owen and I are both on a level of tiredness right now that is unprecedented on our show, so...
It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Don't expect this to be the most fun episode of Entry Level Hipster Garbage,
Just to give you guys an idea, we're sitting in here with the lights, like, completely off, and just, like, we're not even talking while the songs are playing, we're just kind of looking at each other, and we're like, I'm so tired.
I thought Owen was asleep during the first song, but... so yeah, you know, might not be a wild show, but stay tuned. We got good music coming up. Started you off with Parquet Courts with their song Dust off their newest album Human Performance from this year, followed by Sufjan Stevens with Chicago off of his most famous album Illinois. Yeah, I don't know, stay tuned. We'll see what's in store.
tear up the floorboards, make a fire on your bed, put arms through windows, and tell me again. Yourself hostage, and your own dogs will bite you, and the wolves lick your wounds, and the wolves will raise you, and the wolves will raise you, and the wolves will raise you. Summit, and you'll live and taste and say,
let's get out of the world.
All right, welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, episode 5. Again, we ran into some technical difficulties and realized my mic wasn't on the last time we were talking. So basically all that I said was, what's up? It's DJ J. Alfred, daring to disturb the universe. I am here with DJ Crunchberries, and we are both very, very tired sitting in Studio A with the lights off. And I guess if we had to assign a theme for the show, I guess it would be the end of the world, because we just heard F the World by Mount Eerie, Calamity Song by the Decemberists, earlier that was Dust by Parquet Courts, another song sort of about the end of the world, and then Chicago by Sufjan Stevens, which is not about the end of the world, but appropriate because me and you are both feeling like it's the end of the world right now, just in a purely physical sense. We are both very tired. So yeah, that's basically what's going on with us right now. Hopefully you guys are doing better than we are. My roommate has tonsillitis. Shout out to Danny. I am so sorry, dude. That's the second time in 1 month that he's gotten tonsillitis. So yeah, the world is crumbling around us. How do you feel about that, Z?
I'll admit I feel pretty bad for Danny. It sounds like he's really fighting the uphill battle here. I don't know, I guess. You said he went home?
Yeah, he's home. Yeah. Okay. So if you're listening from home, which I know you're not because you said you were going to fall asleep immediately.
I mean, considering his tonsillitis, I'm not going to really hold him accountable for not staying up till 3 a.m. to hear us play, you know, whatever. Garbage. Whatever we're playing. But no, yeah, our love goes out to Danny. Don't get tonsillitis again, or, you know.
Yeah. Fun fact about your boy DJ Alfred, DJ J. Alfred, I don't even know my own name, doesn't have tonsils. No tonsils in my body.
So he's safe.
I'm safe.
So obviously that means you can't get tonsillitis. That also means you can't give me tonsillitis, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Like I can't carry it like without any symptoms and then give it to you.
Okay. Good to know, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen here. We don't want you getting the mics in Studio A,
exactly.
All covered in your gross tonsil juices. We're just hanging out. We're feeling a little sleepy. As Owen said, it's the end of the world theme. I'm a little exhausted. I've had like rehearsal every day this week for this.
Yeah, dude, plug your show.
Right. Oh yeah, musical this weekend. Torn Ticket 2's performance of Fly By Night in whatever theater that is in the Aitken Center. Is that it?
Is it the circular one?
Yeah.
Bulge.
Okay, Bulge, I guess. it's free, either for everyone or just for tough students. I don't know, but you can get tickets there outside in the box office. Thursday and Friday at 8 o'clock and Saturday at 7 o'clock. I'm playing drums. The show's great. That is the reason I'm so sleepy right now, is because I've had to rehearse for it every day. But
and I'll be there Thursday. So
Owen will be there. So if you want to, you know, if you want some great company while you're there,
come bool.
Look for your boy. Come bool. Ask what's brackin'. Yeah. All right. We're just gonna keep the good stuff coming. We got some interesting stuff on deck. What was it that we just played? Or yeah, you went over the music. Okay.
Are we kicking it to a PSA right now?
Yeah, we're gonna drop a little knowledge on you guys in case you didn't know. We like to educate and inform here at Entry Level Hipster Garbage. So please enjoy this from our good friend Alec Baldwin.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Last time I saw you, you were 15 and pregnant and running wild. I remember wondering, could there be a light at the end of your tunnel? But I left Ohio then and pretty much forgotten all about you. I guess you were there some years ago at a family funeral, but you were one of so many relatives I didn't know which one was you. Yesterday morning I woke up to so many 330 area code calls. I called my mom back and she was in tears and asked how to spoke to my father. Carissa burned to death last night in a freak accident fire. In her yard in Brewster, her daughter came home from a party and found her. Same way as my uncle, who was her grandfather. I never saw Cam blew up in the trash. Goddamn, what were the odds? She was just getting ready to go to her midnight shift as an RN in Wadsworth, and she vanished up in flames like that. But there had to be more to her life's worth. Everyone's grieving out of their minds, making arrangements and taking drugs. But I'm flying out there tomorrow because I need to give and get some hugs. Cause I got questions that I'd like to get answered. I may never get them, but Chris, I gotta know, how did it happen? Chris, who is 35, you don't just raise two kids and take out your trash and die. She was my second cousin, I didn't know her well at all, but it don't mean that I wasn't meant to find some poetry to make some sense of this, to find a deeper meaning senseless tragedy. Oh, Carissa, I'll sing your name across every sea. Just killing time, finding things to do all by your lonesome. Was it even you who mistakenly put flammables in the trash? Was it your kids just being kids? If so, the guilt they will carry around forever. Well, I'm going out there to get a look at the landscapes, get a look at those I'm connected by blood, and see how it all may have shaped me. Well, I'm going out there, though I'm not really needed. I'm just so broken up about it. How is it that this sad history repeated? I'll return to Ohio.
I'll return to Ohio.
To the place I was spawned. Gone to see where I hung with my cousins and played with them in the snow and fished in their ponds. Gone to see how they've grown. Visit some graves and say, hey, I've missed you. Gone to find out as much as I can about my little second cousin Chris. Gonna go to Ohio, where I was born. Got a 10:45 a.m. flight, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Gonna see my aunts and uncles, my parents and sisters. Mostly I'm going to pay my respects to my little second cousin Chris. Going to Ohio, where I feel I belong. As those who know the most about Carissa, for it is her life and death that I'm helplessly drawn. Carissa was 35, raised kids since she was 15 years old and suddenly died. Next to an old brick fire pit, oh, there's gotta be more than that to it. Only my second cousin, but it don't mean that I'm not here for her or that I wasn't meant to give her life poetry or to make sure her name is known across every sea.
What will you do on the
you for staying tuned in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. We just gave you, what was it, The Decemberists with Calamity Song, followed by Sun Kill Moon with Carissa, and then American Candy by The Main, that was per listener request. And then last, that was Mountain Tune by Trails and Ways. Yeah, we're kind of winding down here. The show's flying by. Owen and I were just talking about how after last week, after being here for 3 straight hours, yeah. One a single hour show really seems to fly by. Doesn't like we were able to make the playlist in like minutes, when usually it takes us a while to come up with our list of songs. So
we'll usually like get food and then like go back to like one of our dorms and like crack open the laptop and like really like make a playlist, and this time we just like threw up like a Spotify playlist and we're just adding songs, and it took a grand total of about 20 minutes. So
I did it while doing French homework.
I think this makes us professionals.
Oh yeah, you know, this is the big time.
Yeah. Also, counting down the amount of shows we have left till the semester ends, and we get hopefully a slightly better time slot. So we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, we have our volunteer opportunity this weekend, and if we can accumulate more volunteer hours, we get a better slot next semester. So, wish us luck with that. We got a little help from subbing those other shows last week. We got this 2 extra hours each. And then, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we have something that's not at this ungodly hour in the morning.
Although I will miss it. I will miss it. Unless we get the exact same time slot, in which case... something that would happen to us.
I can't say I'd enjoy it as much. I'm not going to enjoy it as much in like the cold, dead middle of February I have to trek through the cold to get here.
Miserable.
I like the snow.
All right, well, let's get some more music going, shall we?
All right, you got the next stuff already?
Yeah, I've got the next song queued up. So, again, this is 91.5 WMFO. This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned, folks.
Dreams never.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage. You just heard Always Forever by Cults. Before that was Titus Andronicus with his song, what's the song title?
Upon Viewing Oregon's Landscape with the Flood of, is it Detritus or Detritus?
Detritus.
It's Detritus. That's Detritus. What I thought, yeah. But I think I've heard someone mispronounce it as Detritus before. Yeah.
What a name for a song. I love that.
Yeah, that's off their, not their newest album. They came out with an album, I think this year or last year, but that's off their one from 2012, Local Business. Which I think is kind of their best album.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's a little more punk than we usually go here, but I'm a huge Titus Andronicus fan, so.
Good Shakespeare play, too, actually.
I actually have not read Titus Andronicus or seen any sort of rendition of it, but,
I was looking at this playlist and, excuse me, I was looking at this playlist and usually there's a discrepancy between, like, the songs you choose and the songs I choose. I usually go towards more, like, more pop, less hipster type stuff. This week, there is a huge discrepancy between the songs you picked and the songs. Like, I've got, like, Sufjan Stevens, The Decemberist. I just played, like, a cult song. Like, bands people know, and you have Upon Viewing Oregon's Landscape, something Detritus. Like, this is literally, like, a microcosm of both of us.
I mean, yeah, I guess the Park at Courts song is, like, it's pretty accessible, I'd say. It's not as popular. I don't know. Yeah, I guess, like, in general, the stuff you play is more, like, alternative.
Right.
You know, whatever, like, random labels you want to slap on everything, where I guess I go a little more indie, but it's all hipster garbage. It all fits under
At the end of the day.
Okay, we're really on our way out here. We've got about 3 minutes left. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Tune in next week. We'll let you know. We've got like 3 or 4 shows this semester. We might be taking one of them off, or hopefully if we have to take a show off, we can move it to a different time, because we wouldn't want to miss out on a week. But there's going to be conflicts, and if we have, you know, early finals the next day or something, we can't really be here till 4 or 4:30 in the morning. So
yeah. So as always, thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. We're going to get you a couple more songs to end the night. But yeah, have a great night, folks, and stay tuned. And see you next week. Thank you.
waiting for the working girls to get in.
And what is it those girls are doing?
Well, they're making money for the walls, and they're making their costs.